No problem. I think Carolyn is nodding her head right now. I can see it.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's the other side of the coin, that it's not just paid staff versus unpaid staff. It falls into the whole prejudice of, you know, who gets to control that list can sort of control who gets to be the staff reps. And it can really subvert the STB voting by weighing it so heavily to the one side.
Thank you. That's a good explanation of what happened.
So as procedure, perhaps to recognize Ted's uncomfortableness, we should vote on this one paragraph separately
and then vote on the remainder. The second half of this paragraph, actually. We've already voted on the first half.
Right.
That one and two are done.
One and two are done. Three is done. We voted on the first half of four, up to the word membership. And now we're dealing with everything following membership, that restricted size to no more than 10% more individuals than would qualify as unpaid staff members under the bylaws criteria for stations with no such recognized organization. Okay, are we ready to vote on that then?
I think I'm almost getting to the point where I understand this. We're talking about restricting the size of the paid staff?
No, unpaid
only. Okay. But it's the ratio. This does affect the ratio.
What if, give me an example of what that ratio might be and who fits in what category and who fits in the other.
Ted, maybe I can explain. This is Richard. What Terry's trying to do with this is to say, look, there's these specific rules that everybody else has to follow. That's not in an unpaid staff organization. They have to do 30 hours every 3 months, or they don't get to be qualified as unpaid staff. Now, if we have an unpaid staff organization comes along and says, well, we want to dicker with those rules a little bit, they can't change them so radically that the qualifications go so far down that they can just double the number of people that they would have voting. That's the whole idea of this. There's a little leeway in there, 10%. So it's not saying you have to specifically follow these rules. You can have some leeway, but you can't engorge yourself by, you know, saying, oh, you only need 30 hours a year. So anybody who comes by the station, you know, blinks a couple times is now on unpaid staff.
So, for instance, the Democracy Now! Crew
Let's not even talk about them, because I don't think that's not the issue.
Well, I'm just giving an example. An outside group could add members to this pool of voters, but it can't be more than 10% greater than the ones who are supervised. Is that what it's saying?
Well, I'm not an outside group.
Well,
unpaid staff members, collectives.
The example I gave was the thing about, you know, reducing the amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
You can't change that radically to allow them to have so many more people. You know, so in other words, they could change it a little bit that has a 10% variance, but that's all. They can't change it to have a 50% variance.
What happens if we have a bunch of separate collectives and they're all saying that they want the variance? Who decides which group gets it and which one doesn't?
No, I don't think you're understanding what I'm saying. It's the rule. Anybody who does the 30 hours gets to be unpaid staff, no matter how many there are.
Unless there's an unpaid staff organization that says otherwise.
Right. That says, hey, you only have to do 10 hours. And then we're going to say, wait a minute, that's not good enough. Because if we look at the people you have that do 10 hours as opposed to those that do 30, you've got more than 10% more than you would have if you followed the 30 rules, so those aren't allowed.
This is an incentive to really impose some criteria for membership that are even across the board, so that one group of unpaid staff members are not getting a free pass, as it were, or are not getting a membership doing half or a third of the work of people who are qualifying under the bylaws rules.
Right. That's what it's all about. But it's not strictly saying you have to stick to this, but Terry gave them a little wiggle room. But that's all. And I think that's fair, because otherwise, you have too many variations on who gets to vote, and you have set up too many possible scams. And there's plenty of people around to think them up.
Okay.
Okay, are we ready to vote on this, then, Ted?
Probably by abstaining, but that's okay. I think I'm close to understanding this, but
okay.
I'm going to withdraw my... I'm just going to abstain, so...
Going to abstain. All right. I don't know who else is here besides... I'll vote yes. Terry?
Yes.
And Patty, are you with us? Patty? LaVarne? Can you come back from wherever you are?
Earth to Patty.
Is Wendy around?
I'm here, yes.
Okay, yes for you. LaVarne and Patty, can you?
Patty's here, yes.
Okay, and Richard?
Yes.
And LaVarne? Okay.
Undo the mute button, LaVarne, and get on the vote.
All right, we have five and one no negatives and one abstention.
Actually, we don't ask for abstentions. I'm sorry I said that word.
That's
okay.
Thank you. All right, here we go. Now we're on to paragraph 5. Are there any objections to it?
No.
It seems redundant, but it seems fine to me. All right, can we acclaim, take that one by acclamation then, since there are no objections? Going, going, gone. All right. How about number 6? Oh, let me read 5 just for the record. That local and national election supervisors shall have access to the current and past membership rosters retained by general managers so that they may independently judge whether or not a staff election based on either current roster should be certified. That really is redundant with the bylaws. It gives them that power anyway, but it's fine.
Right. Well,
have it, in
so
there.
It goes on.
Mm-hmm. All right, now number 6.
No, wait.
I'm sorry?
There was an additional sentence added to that.
There was?
General managers shall provide current and previous staff rosters to any LSB and or PMB committee upon its request and shall identify the categorization of any member upon his or her request.
Oh, is that where we added that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Fine with me.
Okay, but we approved that sentence before, right?
Right, but we didn't vote on the combined paragraph.
We didn't vote on the combined paragraph. All right, so...
Except just now.
Right.
Before you read it.
All right, I think we can move on. How about number 6? The fairness of the general managers in the exercise of their discretion in recognizing or withdrawing recognition from an unpaid staff organization or unpaid staff collective bargaining unit shall be one factor in each general manager's periodic evaluation by their local station board.
I mean, that seems to be redundant, too, but I have no objection to it.
Okay. Does anybody have any objections to that?
It's sort of stating the obvious.
Yes, yes. All right.
I think sometimes the obvious needs to be stated because otherwise it will be overlooked.
Right, or it puts out a little stop sign at the street corner for people to think about what they're doing when they do it.
Yes, well, that's true. Now, I have...
Point of privilege.
Please.
Thank you, everyone, for your work on this, on my motion. It's gotten better than when I proposed it, and I must now return to the work that I stopped.
Thank you very much for a
clean up
motion.
The dinner dishes, so I'm going off the call.
Terry, before you go, this motion needs to... be voted in as a replacement for the one we voted for last week.
Oh,
does it not?
Right.
Yeah.
We should have a final vote that is
we
at
have
least
a final
two-thirds.
Vote that votes to replace the motion from last week with this one.
This one, right.
Right.
Okay. Any objections?
No, but we, all right.
Well, unanimous is more than two-thirds.
Yes, it always has been. No objections. We're done. I want to go home. Actually, I am home. I want to do something else.
All right. Nice work, people. Thank you so much for a good meeting.
Carolyn,
thank you.
Carolyn,
okay,
Carolyn.
We'll write this all up, yes.
Would you stay on the line for just a second?
Yes, of course, sir.
Okay, I have a motion that I would like to submit, even if it's voted down, it's for the record, and I would like it to be on the agenda of our next meeting.
Oh, Ted, you know, can you put this in writing for me?
Email.
Email, fine.
It's real short, but I'll do that.
It'll definitely go on.
Ted, yes, Richard.
Richard, let me give you my number at work. You can call me tomorrow or the next day, and we can talk about that other issue.
Good.
It's 510-268-2². 9919.
Okay. Right now I can't even remember what that other issue is, so I hope you...
You're a government employee on the board.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's a...
The political candidate who's...
Uh-huh.
The political appointee who's on the board. I'd like to hear about that. That sounds ridiculous.
And I'd like to eavesdrop on that conversation. Good night, people.
All right.
Have a good
weekend. Thanks a lot, Carol, and you've been doing a great job with all this craziness.
Well, you all did
very
done. Well. Right, thank you. Well, yes, we're done.
Was that Patty?
Hallelujah, as they say.
Patty, are you still going on with the finance meeting?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's
they're making motions like mad. They're making KPFA ones right now.
Oh, my.
Are is that on the air?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to tune in. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
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 Later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ted, I'll look for your email.
Carolyn.
Yes.
Claire?
Mm-hmm.
Carolyn.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I was. We're on KPFA, that's why I was, like, tuned to the other meeting.
I hear you. We assumed that your vote was unanimous on several issues.
Okay, very good. So can I talk to you tomorrow or the... Probably, I'm supposed to move on Tuesday, but I'm going to have to try to delay it to Wednesday. I'm still not feeling that great. So,
okay.
Can I talk to you tomorrow?
Absolutely. I have to be in Philadelphia. I usually take an 11 o'clock train. Can you call early in the morning?
Sure.
And I have a problem because I haven't done a report yet. I have to pull together every motion we ever passed
right.
and put it in one document. The logistics of getting it to you, do you think Lynn will take a fax and print out 25 copies and... for you, or are you going to have to do
it? Who's, can you get it, is there any way you can get it to Patty and have Patty bring it?
I can
just send, are you, is this a document?
It's not going to be finished by Wednesday.
A document or an email?
It's going to be a document, a report, and it's going to have
well,
to be...
Well, then we'll print it out.
If I send it to you by email, can you print it out there?
Yeah, I'll take my computer, we'll figure something out, I can go to, I'll take my jump drive, I'll go to Kinko's.
Okay, that's beautiful.
You guys will pay me again.
Absolutely. What do you mean again? Well, I don't think we ever paid you in the first
place. I didn't ever get paid for the other stuff that I did in January.
Ah, it's true. It's true. We owe you big time, Patty.
Okay.
When are you leaving, Patty? Wednesday night? Thursday?
Thursday.
Thursday. Okay, I'll try
are
to
we off the stream
together.
Chatting up like this?
Oh, I hope so. That's a good question.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, talk to you guys. We're going back to the other meeting. We're about to vote.
Bye-bye.
Get back
bye-bye.
Over there, LaVarne.
All right,
bye.
See you later.